Well, good morning, Sunday morn praise. How are you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday morn praise. I've got a great lineup, guys. That's right, a very good lineup of some great Christian music. Right now, I just want you to meditate for a moment while the music is playing. So good to be back on the air, at least for Sunday morning praise. Hey, I want to thank all you guys for your continued love, your continued support for my unspoken prayer request. I'm going to be on at least this Sunday. I'm making a return a week from now on the next following Sunday, so I'm taking an extra week off. But I sure do thank you, and I'm sending you a lot of these throwback podcasts. Doesn't mean we haven't left the Morning Brew Christian podcast. It's still on. Just taking another week off. I need another week off, guys. But I wanted to be sure to be here for Sunday morning praise. And I can't thank you enough, at least on this time of meditating in prayer with God's grace and what He has done for me and what He's doing for me. And hey, what He's going to do for you all. Don't give up on God because God hasn't gave up on you. Now, I want to remind you, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. Even if I'm off the air. Temporarily for a break or whatever. What you can do is when you get a hold of me, you can get a hold of my ministry team. I have the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Ministry Team. When you email me, one of us will get a hold of you just as soon as possible for prayer, or they'll forward it to me. Also, you can click on the link if you like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Hey, you can send me a message for free, or hey, CA, I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. It's a direct number. Hang on one moment. So get your coffee ready. Let's get coffeeed up. What do you say? Let's get the breakfast rolling, the iced tea, whatever it may be. We're going to have a great show. Let me read a Bible devotion for you. We all need a little bit of a lift. This one's entitled, The Bible is True. In fact, Scripture reminds us in the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. You know, as we survey the world, friends, seen with the Bible in hand, we know we do not worship an absent God. In fact, He is standing in the shadows of history, still working to bring us His plans to completion. Therefore, we are not disturbed by the pictures or the chaos, the violence, the bloodshed, and the war filled with our television screens or flood their newspapers or our online newspapers. We know these are the consequences of humanity's evil and sin caused by our rebellion against God. Every headline, every news report confirms what the prophet Jeremiah said centuries ago. You know what he said? The book of Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can't know it? But never forget that God will speak history's final word. Every day the world moves closer to the time that Christ will return. Satan will be defeated and God's plan will be fulfilled. So no matter how foreboding the future may look or how gleam it may look, the Christian knows the end of the story and it is glorious. Don't lose your heart. The best is yet to come. And it is. And you know what, Lincoln Brewster, will you kick it off on Sunday morning praise? Today is the day. Good morning, everybody. Amen. Today is the day. Welcome. Good Sunday morning on, what day is it, guys? Let me guess. No, we know what it is. March the 7th, 2021. How about those apples? Well, oranges or whatever it may be, right? Well, welcome to Sunday Morning Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Back in the saddle, at least for a Sunday. This is CA. Again, I'll be kind of interrupting from time to time. Very special Covenant Sunday Morning Praise. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your overwhelming prayers as I take a radio break. But I let my team know that, hey, I want to get on the air on iHeartRadio and at least do Sunday Morning Praise for this Sunday. I'm hoping to be back a week from Sunday and be refreshed and everything. Continue to pray for me. You know what? We've all gone through this, haven't we? You got it. One of my favorites. Miranda reminds us we are an overcomer. Amen. Amen. Coffee up. You know, that is the number two most requested song, at least back in 2019 and 2020. This next song I want to play on Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning, everybody, by the way. This is CA, back on the air at least for a day on the iHeartRadio Network as I take a continual another week off. And should be back next Sunday on our network and everything. I'm just trying to, you know, get through what I need to get through. And I appreciate all your unspoken prayer requests for me for my unspoken prayer requests. See, I've had not enough coffee. I think that's what it is. There is a song that T-Mac sings, and I want you to listen to this. This is a new song. It's only been out on the air for probably about 3 weeks now. It's called Help Is On The Way. Enjoy.
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late, he gon' stand by what he claimed, lived enough life to say. I heard your heart, I see your pain.
Amen. Are you diving in like I'm diving in? We should all be diving in and diving into God's Word. Sunday morning praise. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Yes, I am back at least for a day. This is CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network, and we are doing Sunday morning praise, today being March the 7th, 2021. Yes, indeed, I'm only a few weeks away from getting my second vaccine. I can't wait for that to happen. And am I still going to be masked up? Well, I'm going to tell you honestly, I still am, but I'm going to leave that decision up to you guys. Whatever, if you want to wear your mask, fine. If you don't, you don't. Of course, in the state of Texas, not trying to make a political statement out of it. We got some people that want to wear a mask, some that don't. The governor is lifting restrictions. So we shall see, but I am going to continue to wear my mask. And I still love you guys. All right, well, let's do another Bible devotion. What do you say? We're going to do this one. This is entitled, Look to God. If you go to the book of Luke, chapter 21 and verse 28, Scripture reminds us, lift up your hands because your redemption draws near. If you've ever flown an airplane, I have many a times, you know the perspective of the earth is far different than what you see on the ground. Isn't that true? Pictures of the earth have been taken from the moon and from space shows. And also you see an earth that looks much different than what it looks down here. In fact, if you think about it, let me just stop here for a second. You know, God has the whole world in his hands, and to him it's just a little miniature speck of maybe a little miniature rock or something. You know what I'm saying? This is a kind of perspective that God wants us to give concerning our lives as we look to God instead of to ourselves and our circumstances. Our perspectives change. In fact, friends, do not get bogged down in the circumstances of life. At the moment, we see our immediate problems, our burdens, but God sees the whole. He does not only present the future, but the future as well. He wants to lift us up above ourselves. He wants to give us everything in the light of his plans. The psalmist says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." Find that in the book of Psalms, chapter 138 and verse 8. Do not get bogged down. Keep your eyes on God, for he sees the whole picture and he knows what's best for you. You can trust him because he loves you. Amen, amen. And Jesus loves you. Oh, he loves the whole entire world. This next song is a personal friend of mine. She is due up a baby any moment, any day, any hour. Little boy, in fact. Over on the East Coast in Georgia, you got it, Rachel Zelo. Heaven Song. Enjoy Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning.
Open the cages of my heart. to fight.
There we go. Get a little jump start there on Sunday morning praise before you get ready for church. T-Mac and Feel It featuring Talkbox. Now, I'm going to play this last song. And if y'all didn't know already, and you probably already did, we lost one of our great Christian singers that just really motivated a lot of people. Toby Mac's really good. We've got a lot of Lincoln Brewster, etc. Michael W. Smith's a good one, and Stephen Curtis Chapman. The list goes on and on, friends, as we well know. Carmen, we lost him about, almost a month ago. And you know what? This song, I want you to meditate on. I've had a lot of requests for this. If your heart's hurting, if you're going through a lot, if you're going through trials and tribulations, and see, hey, I just don't know sometimes. Well, you know what? Carmen reminds us that I have decided to follow Jesus. This one's for you all.
Question in my mind. John chapter 6. Many of Jesus' disciples drew back, deserted him, returned to their old associations, and no longer accompanied him. Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away? And do you too desire to leave me?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? For you alone have the words of eternal life. And we have learned to believe and trust. We have come to know that you are the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of the living God. We have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind us and the cross before us, though none go with us, there'll be no turning back."
Amen. There we go. That's my friend Carmen right there. Boy, I'll tell you. I can tell you already, I can only imagine when he entered into heaven's gate and he was just right there just falling at the feet of Jesus. And that's the way it's going to be for us, all of us believers out there. Again, let me just take a little bit of time on Sunday morning praise as I get ready to pray with you all. And I want to play a little bit of music real quick. Let me ask you something. Have you decided to follow Jesus? You know he's got a game plan for you. He's got great and wonderful things that he wants to do for you in your life, like he has for me in my life. And CA is taking a little break from radio. I wish I could tell you guys what the situation is, but it's unspoken prayer requests, and I'm going to be back the next following Sunday, guaranteed. Sometimes we just need the time with God in our times of issues or things that are on our mind. And you might be going through that right now. Maybe right now, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe you fell off the saddle, as my late grandfather would say. And maybe right now, you just want to turn your whole heart to Him. Have you decided to follow Jesus? We're going to pray for you here in a little bit on that. I'm going to do a three-way altar call here, podcast altar call. But let's talk to the sinners while we're at it. That's more of a heavy concern in the prodigals. The sinners. Wouldn't you like a day to go by to where you had the happiness of knowing you had Jesus Christ in your life? You don't want to miss that opportunity. There's still hope for you. Hope in the Lord. And I'm going to help you. Feel it upon my heart on Sunday morning praise. Sometimes we interrupt that because we know God's speaking to us and telling us to out in the mission field to tell you all about Jesus. Not just about the great artist and about the great things we do on Bible teaching and everything, but it's having Jesus in your heart. You see, without Jesus in your heart, you don't have anything. God's three in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God sent Jesus, and he ministered for 33 years, and he loves you. You see, God would do anything for you if you open your heart to him. He still loves you. He loves a sinner. So right now, while the music is playing, let's just, those of y'all that are interested in wanting to know about Jesus, let's just do it right now. Let's bring it to the table. Here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, on a Sunday. With every head bowed and every eye closed. You're saying, CA, is it hard to do? No. Simple as ABC. First, we're going to admit. Pray this prayer, sinners. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me of all my sins. Any sins I've ever committed. God, I just pray from this day forward, you just forgive me and cleanse me of my wrongdoing. Secondly, you want to come to the Father with childlike faith, like coming to your dad. But that's your Father, Father God in heaven. He's your creator. He created you. Let's pray. Father, I may not know everything, but I believe with an open heart that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. And he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. And it was nailed to the cross. He did it because he loved me and I love him. Right now, I accept you, Lord. Jesus, I accept you. Come into my heart, live in me forever and ever. I accept you as my personal Savior. And I believe on the third day that when you died on the cross, you were resurrected, and you're alive and well, and you're sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to God. Next, you want to commit your life to Christ. God, I don't know what you got in store for me. I know being a new Christian is going to be hard. I'm going to get ridiculed. I'm going to get made fun of. But I'm your child. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. Whatever you got going for me, you're going to show me the open road to success. That's all I need is you. And oh, how I feel your presence, oh Father God. I'll do whatever you want. My heart's open to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations, friends all across the world. I want you to email me or yet message me. Email me morningsbrew@gmail.com or even you can text me on our number 24 hours a day on our webpage, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on Facebook. We'd love to know the name of the state. My ministry team, we're praying for you. Now let's talk to the ones that want to rededicate their life. Maybe you're going through seasons in your life where maybe the tree isn't developing right. Maybe your heart's carnaled. Maybe you're like, CA, I know you're going through a lot. I'm going through a lot. Let me tell you something. He loves you. Cry out to him. CA, it's hard. No, it really isn't. You make it harder than it is. Cry out to him. Go to your prayer closet. Go to your homemade altar at your house. Bow down before him and thank him for everything he's done for you. Ask him to lead you in the right way that you need to be led. And rededicate your life to Christ. Let's pray for you. Father God, we know we're Christians. We know we fall. We know we got trials and tribulations. But you know what? We give it to you. And I just pray all my listeners out there, 2.4 million out there listeners, as they rededicate their life to you, may you touch them and give them the right direction they need to go, because you are the right direction. You are the right path. And may they be that beacon lighthouse for others out there. Even if they fall, you're there to pick them up. Praise God. We love you. In Christ's name. Amen. Now we want to pray for the prodigals. Prodigals, he's knocking. You going to let him in? Or you going to keep it closed? Well, I'd surely let him in my heart. I compare it a lot to the Carlsbad Caverns, bottomless pit. Worse than that, it's a lake of fire, as I've studied in the book of Revelations with you all. Don't you want to get it right with Christ before it's too late? What if you lay your head down at night and you don't wake up the next morning? You got a soul that's going to go either to heaven or hell. It's your decision. But he will only knock so many times. Please open your heart to him. Let's pray for you. Dear Jesus, we pray for our prodigals out there. Pray, God, you just open a door for them. The windows of heaven would just beam down, and somebody, a neighbor, a pastor, a youth director, children's church director, will reach them, or even a good Samaritan. Oh, God, let their heart open and reach out to somebody, a brother and sister in Christ, and may they find you, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. Okay. Just felt the need to want to do that. Thank you. Oh, thank you guys so much for listening. It may be a lengthy one on our Sunday morning praise. I truly appreciate you all. As I take this radio break for another week, I'm going to be back, I promise. Next following Sunday, a week from Sunday, we're going to be back in full swing. Bigger and better. And I thank you enough from the bottom of my heart for praying for me. My unspoken prayer request. I have felt it. I have got messages from y'all. I have been touched. I have been blessed. And at times that I just don't think that it's the prayers are being uplifted, they are. Thank you. Thank you. Definitely thank you. Many thank yous from the bottom of my heart. I am fine. Situation's getting better. Thank you. And that's, I got to leave it at that. But I'm going to pray for everybody. Dear Jesus, I just pray you just lift everybody up on a Sunday. Father God, that you be with them, guide them, watch over and protect them. For we love you in Christ's name. Amen. Remember, the sun rises on the other side, and I will see you a week from Sunday. We'll send you the flashback or throwback, I call it, podcast for another week. This is CA signing out on iHeartRadio, Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. Have a great day. Bye for now.